Good evening. My name is Ted Berry. I live on Crescent Street. I want to start with some nice things. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. And one of the things that I miss the most in this community are the Valentine's events that we used to have at the Rockland Public Library. And I'd like to thank the Atlantic Bacon Company for donating extra treats to the library from time to time, because it's just one of those things that it makes it nice to live in this community. And there's been a lot of things going on this year. I've had two city employees roll their eyes at me this year. I've addressed those concerns, and my mother has as well, to Tom Luttrell. And I hope over the next month that I can continue working with Sandy Billington and our city manager to resolve some of these really frightening issues that are going on within our community. And then on top of that, I'd just like to speak about the idea of another revaluation here in Rockland. I'd like the council, and especially our city manager, to appreciate my silence during the last revaluation. I didn't oppose it. I didn't complain. I was silent. Since the last revaluation, on June 4th of last year, I witnessed a man die in front of my home. I witnessed, we had another woman die around the corner, just trying to cross the street on Suffolk Street. We have had a number of unnatural deaths in the last few months. And one of the things that I would like the council to consider with the idea of having a revaluation now, as opposed to 5 years from now, at least as it relates to the South End, are the number of dead bodies that I've had to witness within the last year, and whether widely publicized deaths, like the one that I was speaking about last June, I feel like a broken record, but will that devalue the properties in the South End? And so I'd like to respectfully oppose any more revaluations, at least as it relates to the South End. If Zone AA wants to have a revaluation, they're welcome to. If west of Old County Road wants to have a revaluation. But I've lost 90% or so of my neighbors that I've had for more than 20 years. And I see the handwriting on the wall, and I'm very alarmed at the amount of factual information that was not presented in the last revaluation that I promise I will provide in this revaluation. From the number of drug investigations that we've had in the South End to, I think we all remember, Rockland's first simultaneous drug overdose. I really miss Gabe Pear. He was highly susceptible to peer pressure, and it killed him and his wife. And I think about it fairly frequently. Watching City of Rockland employees that are EMTs and firefighters crying and appearing incredibly emotionally distressed from the June 4th death, I worry that another revaluation, at least as it relates to the South End, is going to result or be the proximate cause of more deaths, more chaos, more house flipping. I mean, we aren't even discussing the mortgage fraud, the mortgage frauds that we have in Rockland. Are placing multiple mortgages, 11 mortgages, 7 mortgages, excessive numbers of mortgages on their properties just to have them foreclosed. And thank that's you. Not a neighborhood.
Ted, thank you. Your 5 minutes are up.
Thank you.
Thank you. You have something.